Track 13, Test 3. Hello and welcome to Amazing Inventions, our programme about ideas that have changed the world. Today we are going to look at inventions that have to do with the way we care for our bodies. Yes, we're going to have a little beauty talk. We all use soap to wash our hands and bodies, but do you know that it was probably invented by the ancient Babylonians? Archaeologists have found containers made around 2800 BC. On these containers, there is the earliest known written soap recipe, telling the people who bought the containers that the product was made from fats combined with ash from wood and water. First, people used this soap for cleaning different things, but in the course of time, soap became very important for personal hygiene, and so bars of soap were used over centuries. Then, in 1865, the first liquid soap, the forerunner of today's shower gels, was patented in the USA. At that time, liquid hand soaps were made for hospitals and restaurants where regular hand washing was necessary. Soon, people liked this product so much that they started to buy it for use at private homes. More than 100 years later, in the 1970s, another version of liquid soap, the shower gel, became popular in the USA and in Europe. Today, shower gels are much more commonly used than the traditional soap bars and are available in many different colours and many different scents. What is your favourite one? Talking about favourites, do you have a favourite toothpaste flavour? I prefer toothpastes that do not taste too much of mint. But who invented toothpaste? It is believed that between 3000 to 5000 BC, the ancient Egyptians were the first who cleaned their teeth by rubbing them with a sort of tooth powder mixed with water. I do not want to imagine how that must have tasted. And what about deodorants? People have always tried to smell good to others, but the first commercial deodorant only came out in 1888 in the USA, in Philadelphia. It was called Mum, and it was a cream that could be applied with the fingertips. The word Mum did not have anything to do with a mother. It was a term used to say keep silent. Today, deodorants are used as creams, roll-ons, aerosols or pump sprays all over the world. So, the next time you take a shower, brush your teeth or use your deodorant, think about the history behind these inventions. I hope you've enjoyed today's programme. It's time to go now, but join me again for the next issue of Amazing Inventions. Bye!